Yeah, it's time to drink some wine. On a Friday afternoon, Carnarvon Wagon is out. You might have already had your first cocktail, but now we're heading over to the wine. And, you know, sometimes people are rolling out the Carnarvon Wagon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon now, I've found. And quite honestly, I believe it's not good for your health. I'm just going to say that officially because somebody has to say it. I have now two wines here from our friend Peter from Vin. VinChicago.com. He's been helping us with Quarantino Vino. I think you should actually change the name of your store to that, even though Vin seems to be working for you, Peter. We got a white and we got a red. And now this is both of these bottles are under $15. Under $15. And that's the whole point of Quarantino Vino is we're not trying to get all fancy with you. We're trying to get you bottles of wine that you're going to enjoy. They're going to drink like they are over $50 generally. And that is what I found basically from everything that we've done here over the last couple of weeks. But they drink like they're $50, but they're in some cases even under $10. So let's talk about the white one first. What is it?
Okay. So both of today's wines are from Italy. We'll start out with the white. It's from the south of Italy. The grape is Falanghina. So we all familiar with Chardonnay, with Sauvignon Blanc. A little off the beaten path, Falanghina, fun name to say, and it's a little more fleshy than most Italian whites. Do you have it in your glass yet?
I did. Hold on. I left my glass across the room. I'm just a mess here today. All right, hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
I did get it open. I can't pronounce any of this. That's sometimes an impediment, I think, to the wine for people.
Well, it's great now. You can order it online, so you don't even have to pronounce it. You just click the button, and it shows up. So.
Okay. All right. Hold on. This Falanghina, and it's all right. So now I'm going to try. Hold on. You said it's fleshy, so it's a little. Not quite as okay. We'll find out.
You know, you think of Italian whites. You think of Pinot Grigio. It's kind of crisp and light.
Oh,
it's a little more full
body. It's got a body to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got mouthfeel. Isn't that what I'm supposed to say?
That is perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm supposed to say it or not, I said it. All right. And yeah, it's delicious. It's also, now here's the thing with the Italian whites, and they become, you know, like Pinot Grigio and stuff like that become very, very popular here because of the Trilotto family and all that. They were really instrumental in making sure that those wines came to America and they became, sort of mass consumption wines. They're great. There's no question about it. But they do tend to be sometimes they lean to the sweet side or they lean to the acidic side, and they're not 100% drinkable. They're designed to be all day and all night, and not necessarily with food. And this is great because this is really subtle. This is a good. You can serve this at the beginning of a party or the beginning of a meal, and it's a good way to sort of start cleanse the palate. And it's delicate. Wow.
A lot of nuance, a lot of layers. It'll open up with air. People think often about swirling the red wines or maybe decanting them, letting them breathe. A lot of white wines benefit from that, too, and this one in particular.
Wow, that is great. Okay, and now our red also, Peter, maybe not exactly 100% pronounceable by me, but Vire Longhe Rosso. I got the Rosso part, and
you
this is from Piedmont.
Perfect.
Oh,
yep.
Sure, I did. Mm-hmm.
From the north of Italy for this one. And this one's a blend. Blend of Barbera, Nebbiolo, and Dolcetto, three characteristic Italian varietals. And a little more medium-bodied than the wines we've had the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. I still have a little. I didn't do anything in between the white and the red, unfortunately, but I'll work it out. Wow. It's quite great. Now blends are I'm not a wine snob. I love wine, but I want the wine to be good. And sometimes people who spend a lot of money on wines, you go to their house or whatever, and they spend a lot of money on the wine, and then they have the wine, and they go, "Isn't it delicious?" And sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. And you just have to kind of go, "Oh yeah, no, that's great." But I've found that varietals are when you're doing just a single grape. Pinot Noir, famously, right, the heartbreak grape, as they call it, because that can go either way for you. That can go really great for you. It can not go so great for you. But blends, which have become very popular, it's almost like they got it figured out. They're making it to be perfect. They don't have to wait and just worry that it's not going to work out. They know how to make it work out.
It lets them balance out the characteristics of the various grapes. if one grape is a little tannic, a little abrasive in the mouth, other one's very juicy, they can put in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and they can balance out for the vintage and really hone in on the style that they want, that the customers are going to want, and that's going to match with the food from their region.
Really good. This has a lot of, it's like, I like to say fruity, but I think it's floral is what you're supposed to say, right? I'm not even sure what the
fruity,
language is here.
Floral, and you get a little bit of leather, a little bit of earth in the background on
this
one.
Oh, leather. Okay.
Just this little hint. Still a lot of fruit, but it's just perfect with, you know, with pasta, anything with a red sauce, chicken, super versatile. There's a ton of acidity in it, which sounds bad, but it's really a good thing because it kind of resets your palate. You take a bite of the food, you have a sip of this wine, and the acidity helps clean your palate off and get you ready for the next bite of your food.
All right. This bottle, what he just described right there, the Vira Lange Rosso, is $13.99 at Vin. And the bottle and the white, the Falanghina, which sounds dirtier than it is $14.79 a bottle. And it is both are excellent right there. So how about that? For under $15 a bottle, we're going to make some people's nights by doing that. All right, so people want to go vinchicago.com to find that and up on your website. We're putting these on our website, and I think you're putting these on your website too, right?
Yep. All right. You got them right on the homepage.
Perfect. All right, Peter Schwarzbach from Vin Chicago. Thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.